I'm Paul John Spaulding, GM of production at Cybercrime Magazine. Welcome to the Cybercrime Magazine update. I'm joined by Steve Morgan, founder of Cybersecurity Ventures and editor-in-chief of Cybercrime Magazine. Steve, thanks for joining.
Great to be here again, Paul.
So Steve, I want to draw attention to something we have on our homepage. It is a Cybercrime Magazine cartoon. Now, this is a new cartoon drawn pretty regularly, about every month, by Lisa Rothstein. You know, the original cartoons, they include things like, you know, phishing, ransomware, and cryptocurrency as topics. And they're meant to bring a little bit of humor into the, you know, the cybersecurity space and these kind of hot button topics. Steve, just sticking broad for a moment, how did the idea for a cartoon first come up?
Well, Lisa and I were collaborating with each other, started with just a conversation and some creative ideas. And I pitched the idea of a cartoon to her, a regular cartoon. I wasn't sure what the frequency would be. And she came back to me and, you know, shared some ideas. And, you know, it was one of those things where we said, let's do this. Let's see where it goes.
What is Lisa's background and how did you guys first get in contact?
Lisa's a New Yorker cartoonist. And anybody who knows me knows that I either go big or I go home. I don't say that with any ego. I just don't want to put anything in Cybercrime Magazine unless it's absolutely the best. So either I was going to have a world-class cartoonist or we just weren't going to do it. So I started to seek people out. I found her material and got in touch.
You know, Steve, one of the interesting things I noticed, and I do have an inside scoop here because you've told me a little bit about this story before, but what I found interesting is when you look at the cartoons, there's actually two credits on there. One is, you know, it's the last names, Morgan and Rothstein, you know, Lisa Rothstein, Steve Morgan. How did that come to be where both of your guys' names are on the cartoon?
Well, when Lisa and I first got started, the biggest challenge was the gag. You know, what was the concept for each cartoon? And we're dealing in cybercrime, we're dealing in cybersecurity. So I essentially had to conceive of each one of the gags. I'd like to think I have a good sense of humor. And interestingly, I was an art student in high school and always enjoyed drawing. I don't draw any of the cartoons. Lisa does that exclusively. But, you know, the understanding we had, and it was her idea, is that I would come up with all of the gags because I really understand cyber, and she would draw them. She mailed me a book. I was a little apprehensive about the idea of putting my name on something that I didn't actually draw. The name of the book is A Wealth of Pigeons, and it's a cartoon collection by cartoonist Harry Bliss and the comedian Steve Martin. Steve Martin's name is on all of the cartoons because he comes up with the gags, and Harry Bliss draws them. So it was Lisa's idea, and after looking at the book, I thought, hey, that's a great idea. And I take a lot of pride in coming up with the gags and working with Lisa to produce each cartoon.
You know, Steve, I mentioned a few topics before, like we cover phishing and ransomware and other things in the cartoons. Why don't you tell me some topics that have been covered that have been your favorites, as well as maybe you could share a specific cartoon that you really enjoyed.
So I have six kids, and let's see, four of them have been affected by COVID-19, and they're going to school from home. My youngest is 9 years old. She'll be 10 soon. She's in fourth grade, and she spent, you know, part of the year going to school from home, and sometimes they still have scheduled virtual days. So there's one cartoon in particular where a teacher's on screen, and she's talking to a student and asks, Justin, where's your homework? And he replies, well, it got stolen off the server by Russian hackers. And she has a quizzical look on her face.
Yeah.
And what's interesting is these kids really know a lot about security, about cyber, about the internet, about computers, and the teachers not so much. And so it's, you know, interesting to see them interact via Zoom. I've been on some of those calls where they're tinkering and fiddling and trying to figure things out, and the kids are jumping in and they're, you know, telling the teachers, you know, how to do things.
Yeah. You know, Steve, it seems like one of those things where it simultaneously brings attention to really important and somewhat specific topics, as well as actually just brings a little bit of humor to, some of these very interesting situations, to say the least.
You know, cybercrime can be a boring topic, Paul. I mean, it could just put people to sleep unless they're in our field. But it's very important. So how do you get people interested? Humor, you know, make people laugh. So there's a cartoon that Lisa drew. You know, I conceived of this. We went back and forth with each other, and there's a husband and wife in a kitchen, and it's breakfast time. It's in the morning. They're in their pajamas. They're by the coffee maker next to each other, and the husband says to the wife, "How was I supposed to know the button would blow up the whole internet and the kitchen's on fire?"
Yeah, yeah.
So point being, IoT devices are, you know, very serious. They pose a security risk. So if we can get people laughing about this stuff, then hopefully they'll pay more attention to it.
Steve, where can people go to find the cartoons?
So if they go to our homepage, cybercrimemagazine.com, they'll find it on our site navigation. If they just hover over the About link, they'll see a link to all of the cartoons.
And you often put them out on Twitter and LinkedIn as well, right?
We do that. And if they scroll down right on our homepage, cybercrimemagazine.com, they'll see the current cartoon and they can click to see more.
Steve, that sounds great. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Yep. Thank you, Paul.
I'm Paul John Spaulding, GM of production at Cybercrime Magazine. Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Cybercrime Magazine Update. To see our cartoons, head over to cybercrimemagazine.com.